Chapter 29, Lewis R. Conradi. L.R. Conradi, with whom Ellen G. White labored in Bowinkle, was a native of Germany who had gone to America when he was 17. While in the United States, he had become a Seventh-day Adventist. He was a graduate of Battle Creek College, an intelligent man with unusual gifts and abilities. He finished the four-year college course in 18 months and then labored successfully in America among the German-speaking people in the Midwestern states. He was ordained to the gospel ministry in 1882. And now, as we have already noted, at the age of 30 he had returned to Europe with W.C. White in February, 1886. From time to time he worked closely with Ellen White as her translator. She was gratified that he was back in Europe. In the months that followed, he labored with zeal and sacrifice in Russia. While in the Crimea he itinerated with a native Russian believer, Gerhard Perk, a former Mennonite who had been converted through reading Seventh-day Adventist literature. Conradi was accused by the Russian authorities of teaching Jewish heresy and was imprisoned for 40 days. When Ellen White heard of it, she was greatly distressed and wrote to him a kind and understanding letter. She assured him that we will have special care for your wife and child. We have not forgotten you, but we have presented your case to the highest tribunal, the great sovereign of the worlds. The Lord whom we serve will deliver you in his own good time. In this comforting letter she wrote also about the triumph of the truth of God, indicating that nothing that the enemies of the gospel could do would permanently hinder the spread of the message of truth. Sister White continued, God reigns, and notwithstanding his majesty he loves the most helpless, the most suffering ones among his children. God is showing us evidences of his power, and truth will triumph. God will uproot every error in doctrine. Every truth will be immortal. Commit the keeping of your soul to God as unto a faithful Creator. The angels of God are round about you. Have faith in God. Remember Jesus your Redeemer and see what he endured. When the apostles of Christ were thrust into prison, angels of God came within the prison walls and ministered unto them. Oh, the tenderness, the compassion of God! He says, can a woman forget her sucking child? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Ibid.